Be'ez Hashem Yisbech, we begin Perek HaSiri, the 10th and final chapter in the Rambam, Masechet Tumim Masaf, in the laws of the daily and additional sacrifice in the Seif HaVoida, which we continue on the theme of the Tumim of the Yom Tovim, specifically discussing this Perek regarding Yom Kippurim and Sukkos, as the Rambam gets Halacha Aleph, continuing on this theme about the Masafim. B'Yom Kippurim, on the Day of Atonement, the 10th of Tishrei, Makrivim Musav, they sacrifice again, besides the daily sacrifices, the Musav, the additional sacrifices, K'musav Rosh Hashanah, just like the additions by Rosh Hashanah, which is part of the Ayil, a bull, and a ram. Ayil Zanikra, and this ram is called El Ha'am, the ram of the people. The Shiva Chavasim and seven lambs, Kulam Oilus, old Torah liberant sacrifices. Usir Chatzas and the Higo, that's of a sin offering. Bunechel Erev, which are eaten that evening, obviously not in Mikipurim because everyone's fasting. Halacha Beis. Now, in addition, there are other karbanas that are brought besides the primary Musafim. The Oid Makriv and Hatzibur, additionally, the Tzibur would sacrifice on Yom Kippurim, Seir Chatzas. Besides the Sar HaChatas of the Musaf, which is eaten, that we mentioned in the previous halacha, there's another Higot of a sin offering, where Behu Nisuf, this one's actually burnt, where, which one is this? Sheben Zugay, its partner is Sar HaMashtalech. There's two Seirim that have to completely match, and one is the Higot that's sent off the cliff, known as Lazazel, and the other one we call Sar Lashem, that Higot is a Chatas, which that's not eaten, that's totally burnt, which is called the Seirim HaNisrafim. Now, Halacha Gimel, continuing on to the Masafim of the next Yom Tov after that, that of Sukkos, B'yem Rishon Shechag HaSukkos, on the first day of the Yom Tov of Sukkos, Mekrivim Musav HaYem, they would sacrifice the Musav of the day, which are Shlesha Asaparim, 13 bulls, Shnei Elim, 2 rams, Varbasa Chvasim, and 14 lambs, Kulam Ayilis, all totally burnt sacrifice. Usir Chatas Nechelis, and the Higod of a sin offering, which is eaten. Also, every single day of the 7 days of Sukkos, Mekrivim Shnei Elim, they would sacrifice 2 rams, Barbasa, Kfasim, and 14 lambs, Usir Chatas, and 2 Higot. So that stayed the same. But, as Ram tells Halacha Daud, regarding one of these types of animals, it actually kept on diminishing. Aval, Haparim, regarding the bulls, Poichesin Echad, Echad, Bechol Yom, every single day, it kept on diminishing the number. So although on the first day you started with 13 bulls, Basheni, on the second day of Yom Tov, Makrivin Shnei Masa, they would sacrifice only 12 bulls. Bashlish on the third day, Achar Asar 11. Ashimatzi Karban Yom Shvi, until it turns out that the carbon of the bulls on the seventh day of Sukkos was actually Parim Shiva, only 7 bulls, but the rest stayed the same. Eilim Shnaim, 2 rams, Kvasim Arba Asar, lambs 14, Hakol Oilis, old total liberant sacrifice, Usir Chatas, and a he goat, that's a sin offering. Halacha Hey, continuing to the end of Sukkos, B'yem Shmini Atzeres, on the day of the 8th day of Sukkos, which is called Shmini Atzeres, Makrivim Musav HaYem, they would sacrifice its Musav of the day, which was Parah, Bull, Va'ayil, and the Ram, B'Shibach Basim, and 7 lambs, Kulam Oilis, all totally burnt sacrifices, Usir Chatas, and the He-Goat, that's a sin offering, B'zem Musav B'fnei Atzmai, and this was its own Musav, meaning it's not like a continuation of Sukkos, as we see actually the metrics of Parah was totally different, it's considered its own Yom Tov, its own Musav. Now, Halacha Vav, continuing with regarding Sukkos itself, called Shibbos Yimei HaChag, all 7 days of the Yom Tov of Sukkos, Menaschen Esamayim, they would pour the water libation, which was unique to Sukkos, Agam Mizbech on top of the altar. But Dov is the halacha of Moshe v'Sinai, this is halacha tradition from Moshe v'Sinai. Now, V'mnisach Hayayin Sholtam Shashacha, meaning, together when you would pour the wine libation of the daily sacrifice that you did in the morning, Hayim Menaschen Esamayim Levandai, you would then pour the water by itself, meaning to say, you wouldn't mix the water with the wine, rather two different buckets, they would pour the wine, and they would pour the water. Now, halacha zayin, but vim eira hamayim l'techa yayin, but if you pour the water into the wine, ayayin l'techa mayim, or the wine into the water, v'nasach shnei mikli yachad, and you poured both of them from one vessel, yatsa, you have fulfilled your obligation. Vim hiktim nisach hamayim l'zevach. Now, let's say you didn't do it with the tumah shashacha, as we said, but let's say you actually did the water libations l'zevach before the carbon was even brought, and afil nisach malayli, even if you poured it in the nighttime, yatsa, you have also fulfilled your obligation. Now, the actual pouring of the water was in the southwestern corner, above the midpoint of the Mizbech. All of it will go down to the pipes, like we explained this in Perek Beis Melachos Ma'aseh Kavanos Halacha Aleph. Now, how'd they do this exactly? So, a golden pitcher, which contained 3 lugin, they would fill up the water from this spring, which was near Yerushalayim, called the Shilayach. Higiyu l'shamayim, then they would come towards the Azara, and they reached the gate of the water, which actually was called this gate, one of the gates of the Azara, because that was where they would actually bring the pitcher of water through there, so it actually got that name from there. When they got to the gate of the water, which is the gate of the Azara, taku b'riba taku, they made a tekiah, a true and a tekiah. Allah kevesh, then they finally got to Mizbech, he went up the ramp, von l'smayli went to the left, although generally go to the right, he went to the left. But and you put the water from the pitcher that you had into the bucket, into the bowl that was there on the Mizbech. Ushnei svom shel kesef hayishem. There were actually two bowls of silver over there on the southwestern corner. Maravi, the more western one, hayibayamayim, was where you put the water in. Mizrachi, the eastern one, which is more towards where the ramp is, hayibayayan shel nesach. That's where you poured the wine libations. Now there were holes in these bowls, like two thin nostrils. The bowl that the water was poured into, its hole was thinner than the one of the wine, so that the water should finish dripping the same time as the wine, because wine is thicker, water is thinner, and therefore if you're going to pour it, it's going to go quicker. So you make a smaller hole, so it takes longer to come out than it does of the wine. Halacha ches, zeh shemenasach hamayim, the one who would do the water libation, they would tell him, hak b'yadecha, lift up your hand so everyone could see what exactly you're doing, that you're pouring the water into the bowl. Because shepamachas nasach echad amakav, because one time actually the kohen went and actually poured the water on his feet, not in the pipes. V'regmu kolam b'sergim, and all the people standing over there, they pelted him with their esregim, which it's on Sukkot, because Shama, they said, Tzedekihu, he did sad to see, Shem Oim, Eim, Anas, Chamayim, they deny the oral law, and they say it doesn't say anywhere in the written law, they say there's no such halacha of water libation, so therefore they say, lift up your hand, let's see that you're doing it the right way. Now, halacha tes, Kamasei B'chol, Kamasei B'Shabbos, the way this Nisach HaMayim was done during the weekday, the same thing was done on Shabbos. Ella, but the one difference was, Shem Malim Erev Shabbos, instead of doing it like the evening of, which they made this whole big thing, the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, here they would actually fill it up from before Shabbos, a chavish al zav, a golden barrel. Vein mekleshar, now specifically, it's not one of the service vessels, because if he did, we're concerned that maybe people are going to say he was being filled up with kedushah merglayim, and therefore it's become invalidated by being left out overnight. No, it wasn't one of the service vessels, just a golden barrel, and you would get it from the shalech from before Shabbos. Umenicha b'lishka, and you would leave it in one of the chambers. Ulamach ma'alamen, and the next day they would fill it up from that barrel, and they would do the nisach hamayim. Now, halacha yudim nishpacha, let's say the water from the shalech spills out, or in the skalso, or is uncovered, which that invalidates it, because mayim magulim invalidated it if it's uncovered. Memalim in akir. Then we just draw the water from the kir, which is the water basin there in the azar, umenasach, and they would do the water libation from that water. Halacha yudav continues regarding on sukkahs, that they would sing a shira, what would they sing on the 7 days? So b'chol yom v'yom, every single day, mimei ha'chag, of the days of Sukkot, so yom v'shiru b'vin ha'atzma, they would sing their own independent song, on Musaf v'yom, regarding the Musafim of the day, of that day of Sukkot. Now, and each song was relating to that, to the theme of the Yom Tov Sukkot. B'rishin mimei chayil l'shamayid, the first day of the chayil l'shamayid, hayom, they would say, havel Hashem b'nei elim, bring to Hashem the sons of the mighty ones, which was the beginning of the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, which is covered in eyes, so therefore they said, and also besides covered eyes, it also says in that Mizmor Kol Hashem Al HaMayim, which is for the Nisach HaMayim, so therefore they said that on the first day of Chol HaMayim, which is the first day of Nisach HaMayim, because you didn't do it in the first day of Yom Tov. But Sheni, on the second day of Chol HaMayim, they would say, B'lerosha Amalakim B'Gaymer, which Tehillim Perek Nun, which all that Mizmor is talking about, words of Musar for those who are gathering the Azara to fulfill the mitzvahs, and they were rebuking them, Maluch ala Sapra Chukai, in other words, why are you coming to this place of Migdash if you're not repenting, and so on. Every single day was alluding to a very important theme of Yom Tov and the mitzvahs. Bashlish, on the third day, they would say, Miyokum li im Mirdeyim, which this is Tilim Perek Tzadi Dalid, who's going to stand up with me for the evildoers. But if you on the fourth day, bin ba'am ba'am v'goymer, let the fools of the people, let them understand, they contemplate v'goymer, etc. B'chamisha, in the fifth day, they would say the parakatil masoresim is sivashichmai, I remove from the burden from his shoulder. B'shisha, on the sixth day, the parakatil miyamaitu kol mosti arts v'goymer, that all the foundations of earth, they tremble, etc. Now, v'mchal Shabbos leis be'echmehem. Now, if one of these 6 days actually falls out on Shabbos, so then yamaitu yidacha. Now, in other words, meaning the last day, which would have been Yemaitu, that gets pushed away because the day of Shabbos, you're going to be singing the Shir of Shabbos, so it just the last day just gets left off because you're not getting to a day six of a weekday. Now, Lachid Bey is continuing regarding all these many korbanos that we said that were brought of Misafin on Sukkot. So how is that actually done regarding all the Mishmaris, which actually do the Avodah, every single Mishmar, on the Yom Tov? So Lachid Beis Kavar Ba'an already explained in Perek Dav Mechas Klei HaMikdash Halacha Gimel Shekol Mishmar Skuhuna, that all the groups of the Kahanim were Eser Rabba, were 24, which generally each Mishmar had a week, and in that Mishmar there was a family that each Beis Av had one day. Now, but for kulin avidim mishav b'regalim, no matter whose week it is, when it comes to yamtiv, all the 24 mishmaris would equally do the avodah on the yamtiv. V'chag ha'sukkos, now the yamtiv ha'sukkos, ha'yikol mishmar makriv par echad, oy ayil echad, oy sir chattas. So it came out that every single one of these mishmaris would have a merit to bring either one bull, or one ram, or one he-goat that's a sin offering. Now, aval kavasim, but the lambs, yesh mishmar, where they're from the smallest ones, so they weren't as significant. All the other ones, you want to make sure everyone gets one. But regarding the lambs, yesh mishmar shemakav mem shnei chavasim, there were certain groups that were able to bring two lambs. Yesh mishmar shemakav kevasach, there were certain groups that brought only one lamb. Ketzad hasel, so Rambam explains. The yom tibrishon shechag, which the most that they bring, as we said, the parm kept on getting less and less, although everything else stayed the same. So on the first day of Sukkot, ha'yisham shleisha asa parm, like we explained, there were 13 bulls, or shnei elim, two rams, v'sar nehigot. Now, kol mishmar makav mem be'ma'achas mem. So every single one of the mishmars that were there brought and sacrificed one of those animals. Now, nishru sham arbasa chavasim l'shamay nishmas. There were still remaining 14 lambs that weren't sacrificed yet. For the remaining 8, because you already gave 60 mishmaras from those 16 animals, there's still remaining 8 mishmaras. So 8 mishmaras for more karbanas. There were still 14 lambs. So shish mishmaras makriv and shnayim shnayim. So 6 of the groups got to bring actually 2 lambs. Shnei mishmaras and 2 remaining mishmaras makriv and echad echad brought only 1 lamb. Now, Mashani on the second day, which again now you have one less par, Hayisham Shnei Masaparim, there was 12 bulls, Shnei Elam Basar, and 2 rams, and a he-goat, called Mishma Makabecha. Again, there was one group per one of those kabans. Nishur Sham, so there still remains over there, Arba Asa Kvasim, 14 lambs, Letish Mishmas. Now there's one more Mishmer that didn't get to bring a par, which is being added to the list of to the remaining lambs. You have 9 mishmaris for 14 lambs. So chamish makrivin shnei mishnayim. So 5 of them were able to bring 2 lambs. Va'ba makrivin echad echad, and 4 of them would only have 1 lamb. B'shlishi day number 3. So it kept on shifting. Hayusham achad asa parm. Now there's only 11 bulls. Rishnei elim, 2 rams of sar and 1 higot. It's called mishmar makrivin echad. Again, every mishmar got to bring one of those karbanas. Meaning, when we say every mishmar, one mishmar got one of those karbanas. Nishru abba asa kvasim. Now you're remaining again with the 14 lambs, lasar mishmars. Again, one less bull, so one more mishmar to try to get from the kvasim. So you have 10 mishmars for the 14 lambs. So arba makriv mishnei shnayim. Now only 4 groups got to bring 2 lambs. V'shish makriv nechad, and the remaining 6 got to bring 1 lamb. But if you had day number 4, ha'yisham asar aparim, there was 10 bulls, v'shnei elim, 2 rams, v'sar and 1 higot, kal mishmar makriv echad, one mishmar per each one of those kabanas. Nishur sham arbasa kvasim. Again, there remains the regular static 14 lambs, but now le'acharasa mishmar for 11 groups. So shleish makriv mishnayim shnayim. Now only 3 groups bring 2 apiece. Ushmayim makriv nechad echad, and 8 were bringing 1 apiece. B'chamishan day number 5, ha'yisham tisha parim ushnei elim v'sar. You have 9 bulls, 2 rams, 1 he-goat. Kal mishmar makriv echad. Again, each mishmar is bringing 1. Nishur sham arbasa kvasim. You have the 14 lambs, le'shnei masa mishmar, to 12 groups. Now only 2 groups are bringing 2 apiece. And the remaining 10 are bringing 1 apiece. Bashishi day number 6, there was 8 bulls, or shnei elim, and 2 rams, vasar and 1 higot, called mishmar makriv echad, 1 mishmar per 1 carbon. Nishur sham arbasa kvasim, there remains the 14 lambs, l'shleisha asa mishmar, to the 13 groups. So mishmar echad mehem makriv shnei kvasim, only 1 group was able to bring 2 lambs. Shnei masa mishmar makriv echad, the remaining 12 groups brought each one 1 lamb. B'Shvi on the 7th day of Sukkot, which is the last day the new Rosh Minah says has his own cheshbon, B'Shvi on the 7th day, ha'yisham shiva parim, it's only 7 bulls, shnei elim, 2 rams, sar, and 1 higot, which that's 7 plus 2 is 9, and sar is 10, just 10. So that's 10 out of 24. V'arbasa kavasim, kimina mashmas, now you remain with 40 lambs, the amount of remaining groups that didn't bring anything, nimtza kol mishmar makriv be'ma echad, is going to come out. On that day, every single group is going to bring only one animal. Now, halachit gimel, so although we said that on certain days that they were certain that would get what, and we said there was parm, a certain amount of parm that would divide it, but whichever mishmar brought a bull today, would not bring a bull tomorrow, but there's still more than the amount of mishmaris there are, because you start off with you're counting 13, 12, 11, it's going to take you more than 24, but although if I got yesterday, I can't get tomorrow, but who's going to get when that number runs out? So, Elochaz and Chalila, rather, they would start off from the beginning where there was a certain order for the 24 groups, start over again. But Bashmini, on the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres, Chayz and Lafayez Kulm Ke'echad, they would go back and everyone, although you said, oh, if you already got, how many times did you get? You can't be in it until we go through the order already. But Shmini Atzeres, no, Chayz and Lafayez, they all go to the lottery, Kulm Ke'echad, all as one, Kishar, come like, all Yom Taivim, where they're all in the lottery. Kamashman, like we explained in Halachid Beis and Perik Dald from Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, that Shmini Atzeres own Yom Taivim, and it has its own cheshbon. Now, Alocha Yudalad, continuing on the Masafin of Sukkah, specifically regarding their Minchas Nesachim, regarding their flower libations. So, Beyom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkot, Shacholis B'Shabbos, that falls out on Shabbos, which you have a lot going on with it, the Tmidim and Masafim of Shabbos, and you have Sukkot, Hoyishal Minchas Nesachim, there was the flower libations, Shel Musafin, which you have of Shabbos and Yom Tov, Vishal Tmidim, of daily sacrifice, you had Shishim Be'echri Yisrael, and you had 61 Nisroinim of flour. Why do you get that number? Because there were 13 bowls, which were the most on day number one, which you had to have 39 Nisroinim of flour, because every par has 3 Nisroinim of flour. You had 2 rams, and which required 4 Nisroinim, because every ram has 2 Nisroinim. You had 14 lambs, which you had to have 14 Nisroinim, because there's 1 Nisroinim for every single lamb. So that gives you to 57 Nisroinim. Now, for the Sahar Chatas, you don't bring in Nisachim, because Nisachim was only for Eilis and Shlamim. But in addition, you have 2 Nisroinim for the 2 lambs of the Musaf HaShabbos, because each lamb requires 1 Nisroinim. Also, you add on 2 Nisroinim for the 2 lambs of the Tmidim, to make a sum total of 61 Nisroinim of flour. But they wouldn't mix them together. The reason for that is because the max you could have in one vessel is 60 Nisroinim. You can't mix it very well. Even if you don't have to mix, you have to be able to mix it, and 61 is too much. But the truth is, the Rambam gets into the next halacha, in general, even if you don't have more, you don't mix together libations. Ela niska parm levadam, when you have the bulls, which they're all the same quantity, the bulls' libations are separate. The niska im levadam, and the libations of the rams, which are lesser quantity, they're separate. But niska kvasm levadam, and the libations of the lambs, which they have less than all those, they're also in the separately. Whether it's karbanos of the tzibur, like we're talking about sukkahs, or whether individuals karbanos, we keep them separate. Now halacha design. Also regarding the fats of the karbanos, which are sacrificed on the mizbeach, so being karbanos tibur, whether it's the public's karbanos, being karbanos yachad, whether karban of an individual, we don't mix them together. Rather, you sacrifice the sacrificial parts of every single karban by itself. Then the service, they got mixed together, and the makfar kol karecha, then you sacrifice all of it as one. Now, halacha yitzayin, menaches shel nesachim. Regarding the flower offerings of the libations, meaning the flour that comes with karbanos, now, if it did get mixed together, but it was after that every single own category had been mixed, so it was done in the right way, and then it just got mixed together, then it is going to be valid, which we're actually going to explain. It actually could depend on what is being mixed. As the Rambam continues, halacha yudches. Now, v'kivin shenivlelu hamenachas, which we're going to explain, once the menachas are mixed together, which specifically is someone, let's say, by Parim and Elam. V'nisar v'shamam v'saltam, and their flour and the oil got mixed together. So then, once those parts of the nesachim are mixed together, then you actually got a lot to mix the wines of the Parim and the Elam. You got to initially mix them together, once those are already anyways mixed together. And b'chein similarly is, let's say, imhikter menachas shal nesachim, let's say the flour part of the libations, which the flour and the oil was already sacrificed, kalachas v'asim v'finasim, let's say, even independently, and then you're allowed to go ahead and mix their wines together. The reason for that is because the wine is actually as a gzera, because the whole concern where it's different and it's going to cause it to be disproportionate is the flour and the oil, where of the parim and the elim and the kvasim, they're all differently, and that's not going to be proportionate. But the wine is not a concern because it's the same wine. So the wine is only gzera for the shemen and the silas. So if the shemen and silas is mixed up anyway already, or if you already sacrificed, so there's no gzera, you're allowed to even initially go ahead and mix the wine together. Now, look at the test. When you are mixing the wines of the libations, which we said in the previous halacha, when you're allowed to do that, then you could even mix together the wine libations of a carbon yesterday, which you didn't bring in, let's say you bring it today, with that of a carbon from today. You can mix that of an individual with that of the tzibur. When you are mixing them together, but there is a limitation. And that's what we said we're going to explain. You could mix together the wine of the libations of the bull, b'yein niski elim, and the wine of the libations of the ram. Why is that? Because their belila, the mixture of proportion, is the same with the par and the aisle. Now, so therefore, by they themselves, there's no situation that when you're going to mix their oil and the flour together, that's going to be invalid even after the fact. It's just a gzera because of actually when you have par mixed with kvasim, with lambs, Where there is a way that the oil and the flour could be mixed together that even after the fact will be invalidated. For example, when they get mixed together, so when it's the same species, like bulls with bulls or rams with rams or lambs with lambs, so that wasn't forbidden even before they got mixed. But by bulls and lambs, where there could be even b'di'evet psul, so that was only permitted. That was not permitted even after it gets mixed together. So this middle stage that we're talking about here, that when it got mixed, okay, so then you can mix the wines, that's only by parim and elam. Or let's say similarly, yein niske kvasim, yein niske kvasim. The wine libation, which some say this seems to be unnecessary, because that's for sure that even like a tchili could do that, but the wine libations of the lambs together with wine libations of lambs. Avo bot, and this is the key, ema arben yein niske kvasim, you cannot mix. Even though really wine's not the real problem, but it's because of the flour and the oil, you cannot mix the yein niske kvasim, the wine of the libations of lambs, the yein niske parim ve'elim, together with the wine of the libations of bulls and rams, because there, regarding their flour and the oil, where there, if they would get mixed, they would be possibly even b'di'evet, so they were more gazed, and they said the wine you can't even mix, even when you could generally mix. So it comes out, there's three different types of categories. When it's parim and parim, or kvasim and kvasim, so then you're allowed to mix the wines, even before the oil and the flour got mixed together. Second category is when you have bulls and rams with lambs, then even if the oil and the flour got mixed together, no, you're not allowed to mix the wines of parm and elam together with that of kvasim. Third category is parm with elam, where, okay, the belila is, their proportions are equal. Initially, we want it separate. But if the flour and the oil got mixed together, or if they're already sacrificed, then you're allowed to go ahead and mix the wine together, but if not, then it would be forbidden. Halacha chaf, ul oilam, now, in general, when we're talking about parim and elam, like we said, l'ketchila, ema arvin ayan l'ketchila, initially we said you now mix the wines together, ella, rather, like we said before, achashen is arva seilas, if the flour already got mixed together, of the par and the ayal, or achashakdir was already sacrificed, kamash ban, like we explained, in halacha itchaz, only then would you be able to go ahead and mix the wines, but initially, when they're par and ayal, there, l'ketchila, one should not mix the wines together. Shliklu hilchas tamin masav mizyad shemah. We have concluded the laws of the daily sacrifice and the additional sacrifices with heavenly assistance of the Sefer Avodah.